Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report podcast. It is Dom Knight and...
Charles Firth!
What a total non-surprise, yes. Recording in the same room. Charles, welcome back to Sydney.
Oh, isn't it horrible here?
You were just in Adelaide and you were so down on Adelaide.
I know, but Adelaide, miss it. Compared to Sydney, Adelaide's just the bomb. I mean,
is that a good thing or the bomb in the sense that it's an absolute... empty wasteland as though a bomb has gone off.
No, Adelaide's very beautiful, you know, especially during the fringe, and there's no traffic jams. That's whereas true. Here, you can get good coffee.
Mm.
But I found a good coffee place
on the
last day.
Found the one place. Yeah. You shouldn't have come back.
Yeah.
On behalf of everyone in New South Wales, we're disappointed that you made it back for the election. Before we get into today's news, which features Rupert Murdoch's very happy news, he's engaged for the fifth time. Mm. New drugs are legally available, psilocybin and MDMA.
Oh, right. Fantastic.
Yeah, very exciting stuff.
That's going to affect the rest of my night.
And why you shouldn't use electric vehicles on the campaign trail. Before we get to that, though, Charles, just a little bit of admin. We've been doing Welcome to the Future on Wednesdays, our exciting tech podcast about the terrible tech that typifies the future.
And this week we've got a particularly special Bluetooth gadget that I can't even believe is an entire product category.
I'm very excited about that. But the thing is, we want you to subscribe to that as well as this. So rather than putting it on the feed today, you've got to go to Welcome to the Future, subscribe to that, or just listen to it and find it there. So there's another podcast with us available also today.
Yeah, it's called Welcome to the Future.
Just look for that. Yeah. And it will pop up in the Chaser Report feed at some point. But we wanted to talk about Rupert Murdoch's marriage today because it's breaking news. It's like drop everything.
Yeah.
The last bit of admin, by the way, Charles, is we haven't had any Apple podcast reviews for a long time.
Mm.
And they were very entertaining. So can you jump on there?
Yes.
Give us 5 stars and just wish Rupert Murdoch a happy fifth marriage with his new fiancée, Anne Leslie Smith.
What does the prenup look like?
I think it's probably pretty tight.
On your he'd get good at writing the prenup, wouldn't it? It would be a pro forma.
Couldn't you copy and paste the jury order? It's a pro forma. Yeah, that's right.
But let's just go through the chronology here because I do like witnessing billionaires in distress. And we'll just go back 12 months. Jerry Hall dumped Rupert Murdoch. And apparently...
Is that how it happened?
It was a bit of a shock, yes.
I thought he dumped her via email because she was smoking or something. Who dumped who? Rupert.
Have we turned into some sort of gossip podcast?
Well, when it's Rupert Murdoch, I think he can't be too trashy. It's what he would want. He would want us to improperly interfere with his private life because that's how he makes his money.
Pretty sure she dropped him.
Okay. I mean, I can see her point.
I mean, he is 92 years old. But I love the fact that in making the announcement, so he's marrying this woman called Anne Leslie Smith. And in making the announcement, he said, I want to spend the next half of my life with her.
Yeah, that's right. I think I got the quote here. We're both looking forward to spending the second half of our lives together.
Yeah.
So if he's 92, that means he's going to live to, what, 184?
So this is my theory is I think he actually scrapes the stem cells from babies.
Oh.
And has that elaborate stem cell treatment. Apparently in Hollywood, there's a big trade in LA of people who are mega rich getting this special stem cell treatment. It costs like $250,000 a course. So it's a little bit more expensive than, you know, your blood transfusion you get every month.
Yeah, yeah. You might have heard the ad for Lifeblood. Thank you, Lifeblood, for that.
But The good news is you obviously think that you're going to live to 184. I think that probably you don't live to 184, but it probably gives you the confidence.
Well, that's the thing he has. Yeah. Enormous confidence. I love the quote so much about this happy, happy news. He said, I was very nervous, Murdoch said.
What?
I dreaded falling in love.
What?
But I knew this would be my last. It better be. I'm happy. What? There is no chance this is his last marriage. It's not marriage number five. No. Jerry Hall one only lasted for 5 minutes. And this is going to last a month.
If this is the second half of his life, that's 92 years. It's not going to last 92 years.
I mean, there are many, many women, at least five or six women yet to be born who are slated to marry Murdoch. It's definitely happening. What exciting news.
She's 69, isn't she?
She is 66.
She's 66. So she's only 25 years younger than him.
Yeah.
Or 26. Yeah,
I mean, what's a few decades between lovers, really, in this case? Well,
I suppose it depends. I suppose at that, like, it rounded to the nearest 100.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the other thing is, they're probably not going to have children together, one would imagine. I mean, I don't want to limit the possibilities.
No, I think
at the age of 66, I think that's very
sexist, Dom.
Well, who knows?
To say that a woman can't have...
It may be medically possible. Maybe he can splice some genes together.
Yeah.
It's entirely possible. But I love this information about the relationship. The couple will split their time between California, Britain, Montana, and New York. They're not going to ever come to Australia. What the fuck? Like, Rupert, this is where you came from.
Yeah. Well, no, but he came from Adelaide.
He's going...
No wonder he doesn't want to come back.
He's going to four places with his new wife, and not one of them is Australia.
If Adelaide fucking fixed their coffee, maybe he'd spend a bit of time here, pay a bit of tax here as well.
Absolutely. Well, look, it just goes to show love can find a way. You know what they say? Fifth time lucky. But what's the proposition?
That's not nice.
Your watch just
said... Oh, my God. My watch has been listening in, and it just said that's not nice.
Fifth,
look at this.
Your entire podcast has been transcribed by Siri.
Is
Rupert Murdoch inside your watch?
That's not actually Siri. That's Petey.
Oh, who's Petey?
I've got Petey on my watch, which is an AI robot linked to GPT-4, which can answer any question you like.
Why on earth did you let ChatGPT onto your phone, Charles?
No, it's brilliant.
Things not terrifying enough?
It says ask me anything.
Okay.
What do you want to ask?
What is in it for Rupert Murdoch's new wife? Okay.
Question mark.
Okay, it's got the question. It's answering it. This is chilling.
Okay.
Thinking.
I don't think it... what is in it for Rupert Murdoch's new wife? As an AI language model, I do not have any access to personal information about individuals or their motives.
Well,
additionally,
that means...
I believe it is inappropriate, Dom, to speculate or make assumptions about a person's personal life. I think that is correct. Thank you, Petey.
Not when it's Rupert Murdoch.
And also, it was probably true that we weren't being very nice.
The man has spent 70 years prying into other people's personal lives. There is no one who is less able to claim that an invasion of privacy.
Do you think we should hire a pap to go and crash the wedding?
And go through the garbage.
Yes,
I want to go through. I want to get all the detritus, all the used condoms, whatever it is.
No, it'll be adult diapers, won't it?
Whatever it is that they've got.
Prostate tests.
The medical test. We should definitely. Yeah. You know what we should do, Charles? We should ring up and hack the voicemail and just find out what's in there.
Yes. Although I think for that to be purely Murdoch style, they'd have to have died before.
Oh, in a horrible manner. Yeah.
Before a tragic death. Before you hack the voicemail of them.
Yeah, and the pin would have to be 1234. Isn't that how they got here before? So what does this mean for the rest of the empire? Apparently, Murdoch hasn't watched Succession. Did you see this? Someone found his email address from the court filings, his actual email address, and some enterprising journalist emailed him and said, Rupert, what do you think of Succession? And he said, I haven't watched it. Bullshit,
I can understand that because, when I do live shows, I never read the reviews, right, just in case they say something that you then get fixated on. And that's sort of like Succession's sort of like a review of his life.
He's lived it. Right? He doesn't need to watch it being recreated. And the Queen wouldn't have watched The Crown. She was there for the
movie. Yeah, exactly. You sort of go, bloody reality television.
So does this mean that, I mean, Lachlan is clearly the kind of Kendall Roy of the family.
Yes.
He's still in pole position to be the successor, isn't he? Or do yes. we think, I think it's possible that Grace or Chloe, the two Wendy Deng's daughters, might sneak in at the end.
But isn't there a suggestion enough? That they're Chinese operatives?
Well, isn't that a plus in this climate?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
oh, that'd be enormously beneficial.
You know, except aren't they wanting to go to war with China?
Also, better check the fraternity's not Tony Blair's, just quietly.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sure he has, to be honest. I'm not sure he would have done that. So, I don't know. I mean, it just, I like to think that if I were 92, I could fall in love and get married to anyone I wanted as long as I was a billionaire and they knew they were going to get a massive settlement. Apparently, Jerry Hall got something like 230 million euros or some massive amount of money.
Right. For,
like, the amount per minute to be married to Rupert Murdoch is pretty good.
It's
worth it.
Well, Rupert, I mean, I'm married at the moment, but I'm happy to ditch my wife for him.
Now, apparently, she's getting a £230 million retreat, or has it already, private jets, PJs, as per succession, and £10 million a year. So that's a lot. That's a lot per fuck.
Why?
That's probably $100 million per sexual encounter. If there were any. With a 90-year-old man. I don't know. On the limit.
No, Dom.
You think?
You're being ageist. You're being sexist. You're being...
To the contrary, I hope that they enjoyed every...
You're being fleeting, nasty, according to
every
Petey.
Fleeting minute. Charles, I'm worried that you have an AI on your watch that chips in without being asked for cast judgment on our podcast. Anyway.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
None of the medical advice contained in the Chaser Report should legally be considered medical advice. The Chaser Report.
So that's the news. The news is the marriage is happening.
Yeah.
Gosh, I really hope no tabloids interrupt the wedding.
Nah, yeah, no. Well, no, we're gonna send somebody along and we'll definitely send
Lachlan. Yeah. Lachlan should go there and we should disavow any knowledge of it.
I think we need to hire somebody who Rupert fancies to be the sixth wife.
That's
and then
good.
Split the proceeds.
Do you know any attractive 50-somethings who could... I think we probably do, who could just sidle in up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no time like the present. You may as well start on the next marriage.
Maybe
now.
My wife.
Do you think?
Yes. She's very attractive. I'd have to divorce her, but it'd be worth it for the money.
It would be definitely worth it for the money. Absolutely. Yeah. And also, imagine the stories.
Yes. Oh, the yarns.
The film rights.
Yes. And the sex.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's all just flesh, Dom. It's just flesh.
It's wrinkled flesh. Have you seen Rupert recently?
Yeah, but we're all going to be wrinkled one day. I really don't think you should be going down this line. Like,
I don't
we're
want
all
to
gonna...
shame. Look, I think if we could all, in all sincerity, if we have as much vitality as he's managed to purchase from high-grade pharmaceutical companies at the age of 92.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Most 92-year-olds are just... doing nothing, they've got dementia.
But I think lizards can live to about 150, so that's why.
Reptilians.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I must say, aren't they supposed to be shape-shifting? Because if so, you might want to think about that. That shape's got a little bit of mileage. Anyway, let's move on. Amazing news, Charles.
Yes.
For people who see psychiatrists and or drug users. Because the TGA, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, has authorised psychiatrists to... prescribe MDMA and psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms.
So is this all psychiatrists? Like, would
there
my...
are certain psychiatrists.
Oh, fuck.
You'd have to check your psychiatrist allowed to.
Yeah.
So it's all happening. They're able to do it. It's supposedly going to help. There are a few wrinkles, just a couple of wrinkles with the plan. The expectation is, and this is in the news today, Australians are expected to pay out-of-pocket costs of at least $25,000. To receive this treatment. So it's only going to be for rich people in the first instance.
25,000. What?
$25,000 to get these drugs, which I must say makes what? My neighbourhood drug dealer seem like an amazing bargain.
So hang on, but like an E should cost about $30, shouldn't it?
So you can get them legally. It's just that why on earth would you when it costs 100 times more than the street price?
But I don't understand. Well, like what? There can't be a patent on it. Like what's the... Why does it cost so much?
You need multiple psychologists to supervise the sessions when they're administered. You need therapy in between.
No.
The drugs themselves are expensive.
Just give us the drugs.
There's a clinic.
No.
And also there's not...
I'll tell you what the clinic should be. It should be a fucking...
A
rocking dance party. That'll do.
In this day and age, probably costs thousands of dollars for a good night out, doesn't it, in Sydney? And it hasn't... The whole system for actually approving psychiatrists and supplying yet has not been identified. So the news story here says psychiatrists will have to source and supply unapproved medicines themselves. So they've said you can have psilocybin and MDMA. They've just said, you know, there aren't any products that are approved yet. So in other words, your psychiatrist has to become a drug
dealer. Right, right.
They have to become a drug dealer.
Okay.
Yeah, in order, which is an amazing business model for psychiatrists, isn't it?
Well, surely the obvious thing to do is for all the good drug dealers to move into psychiatry.
That's true.
It's probably easier.
It's probably easier rather than psychiatrists because they wouldn't have the connects.
And also the drug dealers I know... They're very personable. I'm sure. They'd make good psychiatrists.
They'd be very caring, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And it would be much harder, I would think, for a psychiatrist to figure out how to, you know, get the stuff smuggled in from Bolivia or wherever it is versus going and getting qualification. That's just a year or two.
Yeah.
That'd be nice and easy.
Nah.
Yeah, that's a great system. So do you think this is going to happen? I've never had magic mushrooms.
I've never had mushrooms, though I've just recently I met somebody who makes his own acid, which is whatever it's called.
Oh, I thought that was magic mushrooms. Anyway, psilocybin.
Oh, psilocybin. Well, he made... Oh, so is mushroom...
I don't think you can do acid. I think you've got to do MDMA. I've heard of... There may be legal LSD down the track, but this is for magic mushrooms and MDMA.
But I bumped into this guy at a party who actually gave me a couple of tabs of acid. I haven't done it yet, but it's pretty cool.
It's not really what we're talking about, but thank you for confessing that on the podcast. I suppose also if you have enough magic mushrooms.
But apparently it's really simple to make and you make gallons of it and you only take like a little tiny drop on a piece of paper. So that's why I was giving it away. Because
cottage industry.
The cost is virtually zero. We should all go into drug dealing.
So... I suppose also if you do have enough psilocybin, if you have enough magic mushrooms, wouldn't you hallucinate that you were a licensed psychiatrist and start handing it out?
Yeah.
That would work very well. It's a billion.
So wait a minute, magic mushrooms are illegal, are they?
No, they can be prescribed by a psychiatrist. It's just that there's no legal way of supplying them.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is they haven't thought this through, Charles.
No, they haven't. They clearly haven't.
What they need to do is you take some mushrooms, find some clarity.
Yes.
Think about, for instance, if you're going to have, if you're going to legalize something, work out a way of supplying it.
Yes, I agree.
This is causing a lot of stress to these poor people. But no, I've heard interviews with people who say it completely rewires your brain.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that it's brilliant. Yes.
And, I mean, to be honest, my brain is one that is always badly needed rewiring. I mean, I can completely see the point of this. Maybe I'd wake up and go, why the fuck am I doing a podcast?
But the funny thing is, like, so I know somebody who did it over in LA legally because you can do it, you know. And he...
don't they give you mushrooms when you get off the plane at LAX these days?
Yeah, pretty much. And he was always a bit of a narcissist, right? Like, always just talked only about himself, very, very self-absorbed. And what the magic mushrooms allowed him to do was to talk about something that was also to do with himself.
Oh, but he had but a new angle on himself.
It was a new angle on himself, so it was really mind-expanding.
Yeah, well worth the $25,000. Yeah. What would the drug be that would get this person to stop talking about themselves?
Heroin.
Large quantities of heroin.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
Okay, so the final news story I want to talk about, Charles, is the New South Wales election. And
sorry, I've just got to lie down and go to sleep.
It's getting tighter and tighter. The polls are making it very clear that the people in New South Wales don't actually give a shit who the next premier is. And all their attempts to capture the attention of the of the electorate have gone nowhere. You know what Dominic Perrottet, the current Premier, pitched, you know, as we reached the end of the campaign? His big pitch to try and win over Western Sydney was putting up the speed limit on WestConnex to 90 kilometres per hour so that people can fang it into the CBD. He's going for the rev head vote. But Chris Minns, who you won't have heard the name of, and even if you've heard it before, you've forgotten it.
Yes.
That's the Labor leader, the alternate Premier.
Yes.
His electric bus, he went out in an electric bus and it ran out of battery, which, of course, Dominic Perrottet immediately came and said, it's a symbol for his economic plan.
What?
It's run out of juice.
What?
Because Labor can't manage the economy.
Right. Okay. It's a bit of a long bar.
Do we need a neither option? Is that why is there no go back to drawing board and bring us someone better option?
Well, there's Mark Latham. He's running in like 20 seats.
You were running against. You were going to run against him, and you didn't do it.
I couldn't be bothered. Well, every single time. To be fair, I said that I would do the opposite of everything that Mark Latham did, and Mark Latham decided to run big in this election, so I decided to not run in this election.
Because if he has the balance of power in the upper house, because it could be a hung parliament in the lower house too. If he has an MP in the lower house, let's say, in the upper house, if he controls New South Wales after this election, it will be entirely your fault.
Yeah. You would
have won.
I would give my left ball to
Mark Latham.
To Mark Latham so that he had two balls just to get him to... No, that's a terrible joke.
I mean, that's the most endearing thing about him, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing I love about that story, by the way, is that apparently he heard it on ABC Radio that you've got to do a self-check. And initially he was like, oh, thank God for the ABC when he was Labor leader. And now he conveniently forgets that. You don't hear that on Alan Jones, do you? Hey, Latho? I don't know.
Okay, but wait a minute. So we've got to do some predictions about Saturday for all the interstate listeners who are desperate to get our punditry on the New South Wales election.
You know, I've got to go on radio later this week and someone's given me half an hour to talk about the New South Wales election.
Oh, no.
I'm going to do 3 minutes and then talk about something else.
I think the biggest result I want to see is I want to see Charles Perrottet extradited from Victoria back to New South Wales to face the corruption.
I want to see a full collection of every Perrottet I want to see in the parliament. I think.
But you know somebody added it up. So he's got this policy where you get $400 from the government for every child, as long as you also happen to have $400 of spare cash lying around.
Which ensures that the money will only go to people who don't need it.
Exactly. So, but Dominic Perrottet has 25,000 children, right?
That's right.
So he's actually going to make $10 million out of that policy.
It's
alone.
A brilliant. You know what he actually said about that? People said, well, aren't you going to cash in for this? He's like, well, I know. No, I've already got long-term savings accounts for my children, so there.
But doesn't that mean he'll get the money?
It means that he has enough money to live on, even though he has seven children.
Well, that's just boasting. That's completely unrelatable. He lives in Sydney. Nobody can afford to live in Sydney.
Let alone with seven children. Yeah. He's the only person in the entire state who can actually afford the cost of living.
Well, can I just say, that is absolute cold stone proof that he is corrupt. Because there is no way. How much does a premier get? What, $300,000-$400,000 a year? That is not even enough to get started in Sydney.
He wouldn't be able to rent a one better for that.
No,
you can call it corrupt. I can't possibly comment. Anyway, predictions. I think it's definitely going to be a hung parliament because I can't imagine anyone going to the polls and going, "I prefer one of those."
But who? Like there'll be Alex Greenwich.
It'll be completely random. Alex Greenwich, Nationals, a few teals.
There's a North Sydney teal who's apparently brilliant.
It will be completely impossible and it will take days to... Because you can imagine if you're Alex Greenwich and you've got the balance of power, and he's worked quite a lot with the Liberals over the last term, but he's probably left of centre, who's he going to support?
Yeah.
Why would you want him to put either of them in as Premier?
So what you're saying is the balance of power between property developers and pokey operators.
Yes, that's right. It'll be an alliance of the two.
Yeah.
And what we'll see is giant skyscrapers built in front of everyone's view that are actually fully functional pokies. The entire building has a giant screen on it to turn into a pokey.
But
that's what Sydney needs.
At least we'll be able to fang it on the WestConnex. So.
Yeah, here's to that. But not an electric van. Our gear is from Rode. We are part of the Iconoclast Podcast Network.
See ya.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.